There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Tammy, our former coworker and current producer over at KUSI, where we make an appearance every Thursday morning at 9:40, calling Hula, Tammy, to call him out.
Uh-oh. What did he do?
Hula's guilty of doing something that we complained about last week, and that would be... Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us, Hula, what you're doing for your daughter right now?
I am her cookie father, so I am selling Girl Scout cookies for her.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
That's Hula right now, at work.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Bothering his co-worker. I mean... Enticing his coworkers with tasty treats from the Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. Hula, how's your daughter going to learn entrepreneurial skills and enterprise if dad does all the work?
Well, she has done that via, you know, digital forms. If you go to her digital website, you can see what she's done there. I'm just more of like the middleman. I'm the delivery driver. I'm the guy that gets you your cookies. I mean, yes, granted, I do sell them as well. So I kind of work for her. Do I get a commission? No, but I will hold that for something special, like, hey, clean your room. Remember when I sold Girl Scout cookies for you?
Ah.
You know, that kind of stuff. There's my commission.
That's how you're getting paid back. I was wondering about that.
Hula is selling Girl Scout cookies right now, as most scouting parents, scouts are. And Hula, I noticed something different this year about the Girl Scout cookies. When Tam and I moved here from Madison, Wisconsin 14 plus years ago, we were aware of the Girl Scout cookie caramel delights, which are fabulous.
Yes.
When we moved here, we were surprised that they were called their old school name, Samoas. This year, they're not called Samoas. They are now back to Caramel Delights. Do you care to address this controversy?
Well, that's not the only controversy, because Tagalongs, which are the chocolate-covered peanut butter ones, are now called peanut butter patties.
Okay.
Which makes sense.
And then the peanut butter sandwiches were called Dosidos, but they're back to peanut butter sandwiches.
Yes, right. They're back to being what they should be.
Right. So the name change is because of the baker. There's multiple bakers that the Girl Scouts go to, a.k.a. distributors, that make the cookies, and those bakers own the right to the name.
Oh, so they are now getting their Girl Scout cookies from a different baker.
Yes. So the baker that we had before, I can't remember what their name was, but now we are the same baker as Riverside County, which is called ABC Bakers.
Okay. So that baking company, they're called Caramel Delights. The other former baking company, they own the rights to Samoas.
Correct. The only thing that sticks with the Girl Scouts is Thin Mints. Thin Mints across the board are always going to be Thin Mints.
Isn't that odd that they copyright the name, but not the recipe? The recipe is the exact same. You couldn't put a Samoa next to a Caramel Delight and be able to tell the difference by taste.
Actually, there is a subtle difference from what I've heard from you know, cookie fans.
Okay.
Cookie fans.
I couldn't tell the difference, but I know there's some people that are like, oh, I hate that version of the Samoa. So people can tell.
So what we need to do is we need to get a box of Samoas from someone who still can get those, and then a box of the Caramel Delights and have a taste test.
You mean for your daughter, Hula? For your daughter.
From my daughter, yes.
Hula, can you get your hands on that hot commodity now of Samoas? Are they a collector's item? Maybe on the cookie black market?
I can make some calls and see what I can arrange.
Okay, if you can get one of each so that we can taste test it, we'd love to do that. And of course, we'll buy them from your daughter.
Okay, perfect. Done and done.
I'm going to go on record by saying there's no difference in taste. I'm not a cookie expert, quote unquote, but I have eaten cookies in the past, as you could probably tell by my physique. And I'm going to say that there's absolutely no difference. If you blindfolded me, I couldn't tell the difference.
To those that are fans of that particular cookie, they say there's a subtle taste. There are some Girl Scouts that are from San Diego that refuse to buy the ones now because they are a different baker. I actually work with one of them, and she refuses to buy cookies from me because they are not the old school bakery that she's eating.
Well, hey, if you're going to spend the money, you want what you want, right?
Correct.
I'm fascinated by this now.
All right,
I'm fascinated by this.
We look forward to getting those from you, honey.
All right, I'm ready.
Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies?
Hula, stop it. You're better than that. All right, thanks, pal.
Bye, honey.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.